From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
Triple M Breakfast.
G'day, Dave for Breakfast here with your weekly brekkie catch-up. This week's guests include Rural Aid Councillor Roger Hitchcock, chatting about the process of what happens after the first point of contact with a councillor. CEO of Star Trek's Astro Events, Donna Vanzetti, informs us of what we can expect to see when looking into the stars this month. Very interesting, and something about a planetary conjunction and a meteor shower. Plus, Narrogin CWA Belle Michelle Parker has a great recipe for making shortbread. My favourite.
It's Triple M Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
Welcome in our councillor for Rural Aid. Good morning, Roger.
Morning, Dave. Morning, everyone out there. Hope everyone's cruising along okay.
So it's a bit of an interesting time at the moment, Roger. On one side of Australia, we're flooding. On another side of Australia, on this side in particular, we're not seeing quite enough rain at all.
Yeah, and then in some parts, you know, you go further to the southwest and down in the great southern area and even the western wheat belt around here, then there's been none. There's been absolutely none. Oh, there's been some. I mean, a couple of mil here and there, enough to wet the ground and sort of give you a bit of a tickle, but there's nothing around.
So looking at it from both sides of where, like, you know, we've got farmers over east that have in flood or probably had enough rain, yeah. They don't need any more. And then on this side, we've got farmers that haven't had a drop of rain or very minimal. Stressful times for both sides of the farmer, like, you know, if you're in drought or you're in flood. How can people approach, say, someone like yourself or a counsellor and talk about this sort of stuff? How do we actually do that? What is that process there, Roger?
So the one usual will happen is there's two ways to rule out. Of course, we have our 1300 175 594 counselling line. So a person will ring up and someone at that end of the phone will take their details. It's like walking into a hospital, you know, what's your date of birth? Where are you? If someone wants to visit, et cetera. But then we'll go into, you know, just some basic details and what their concern is about without getting into it too deeply. Then all people will call me directly. So usually there's that initial chat about, you know, get out, how you're going, and the person's, you know, I always say it's a lot of strength to reach out and ask for help. So the process there is just have a chat in general, like we start with these talks, you know, general chat about how's your farm going, what are you doing, what's going on, and, you know, and then definitely swing that around to, you know, what's going to happen. So a lot of people are saying, this counselling, what is it? Well, it's talk therapy, it's talking. Yes, I've been trained in different methods and different theories and all that sort of stuff. I bring I'll bring what I can see as strengths in that person out where I can. But initially it's, okay, we need to talk about the confidentiality here. Now, that means that I'll ensure that the person understands this is going to be 100% confidential. Even if you're a partner or your son's going to ask me what's going on, I can't say a word without your permission. So we really set the boundaries. These are the hours that I work. You know, outside of those hours, the phone won't be answered. If it's an emergency, make sure you've got the correct numbers, like your the different people, Lifeline. Why did I forget that? Lifeline and others. So we sort of set all that up, and then we sort of, you know, hey, if we were to talk to each other out. So then I sort of, okay, we're in small towns, so when we see each other out and about, so if I happen to walk into an event and they're there, we won't be talking about your issues, but we will be acknowledging other and saying g'day and how you going, as if we just personally know each other. So that's a boundary setting, that's sort of what's going to happen. You know, usually the sessions will be an hour and a half. With me, it depends what the conversation is. Rural Aid doesn't have a set time, but, you know, we plan around an hour and a half each session. And then it's about, okay, you know, so, you know, once that's all said and, okay, and you've had a general conversation, it's let the person talk.
If you get a call, say, from the call centre saying that they've organised, or, you know, they've got someone for you to arrange and meet, or possibly someone's called you for the first time and you're speaking over the phone, getting a few notes and things like that, before you meet that person, we're always told never to judge a book by its cover and don't make assumptions and things. But in the style of work that you're doing, do you have to or should you sort of map up a little bit of a what's this person about before you go and meet them?
Yeah, you know, from experience with working with different people, Dave, it's everyone's individual. I want to really express that, and no one's the same. But there is some similarities. So when I'm listening, especially with the people in the farming industry who are under similar stresses, but I would just really reinforce everyone's unique in the way they react. So sometimes I'll be listening and I'll be hearing, them talking about what's going on with them, and they might be, I'll go, okay, I'm picking up here that maybe this person, is lacks a little bit of confidence right now for some reason. I'm picking up that maybe this person's also, is he or she trying to please everybody? And what I mean by that, not only the farm, but his family and putting himself out there before himself or herself. There'll be some things that I'll be picking up and I'll be going, okay, this is what I'm aware of. This is what I need to probably go out there and like you said, it's an assumption, but sometimes it's pretty accurate. But yeah, not until I get to sit in front of that person or sit and actually do the work with them, I might be completely off track as well. So it's always being aware that, I'm picking up things and I'm picking up what could be underlying here. But until I get the actual facts, it's internalized, for want of a better word, therapists say, internalized and in myself, and I'm a very aware, I'm listening for that then. But then I'll ask that, if I'm pretty sure I'm onto it, I'll ask them straight out, hey, I'm picking up here that you're trying to please everybody here, and you're doing your best to try to please everybody, and that's also adding to your stress. Here's the question, and away we go, yeah.
Excellent. So it's not just a matter of you're trying to assume what this person is or what their problems are. It's just a matter of having a bit of an idea so that you can then ask the questions to get answers and to find which direction you need to go and to help this person.
Yeah, and it's more to the point of where they need to go rather than me. I mean, they're driving this process. They're the experts on themselves. I'm not an expert on them at all. They're the experts on themselves, so they're driving which way we're going. But it's also that bit of, I'm picking up that they're having trouble articulating exactly what they're trying to say, but I'm picking up what I'm pretty sure is what they're trying to bring out of themselves. So I'll ask that question, give them that opportunity to go, right, yeah, okay, I'm picking up that you're wanting to talk. I'm picking up that seems like you want to talk about this to me, so I'll put it on the table. And sometimes, to be really honest, sometimes it's like, no, I didn't think that at all. And that's okay,
Absolutely. So once again, Roger, for anyone out there that does possibly need to call Rural Aid, make an appointment, or just to have a vent, what's the number to call?
You can call me directly on 0460310661. But we could get the ball rolling that way. Or there's the counselling line of 1300 175594. And also out there as well, if you're a lady out there on a farm, because Rural Aid's a free service, but you don't want to talk to a male because it's not appropriate, we do have the lady counsellors, but there's very good counsellors that, but that would be over the phone as well. So that's probably the easiest way, or get online, ruralaid.com.au, you can register there as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Roger. It's always a pleasure catching up and checking in for a well-being check.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And once again, thanks, Triple M, for keeping this message out there and breaking down the stigma. It's great.
That was Councillor for Rural Aid, Roger Hitchcock. It's Triple M
Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
It's time to catch up with our stargazer from Star Trek's Astro Events. Good morning, Donna.
How are you going, Dave? It's all happening up in the sky, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes. This month is quite busy. So we were talking yesterday about the Devil Comet, or Mother of Dragons, a.k.a. Comet 12 Ponds. But now we've got on tonight something very, very exciting, a conjunction of planets.
I know. It's amazing. You know, this movement of the solar system with all the planets, and they're constantly moving, and there's always these beautiful coming togethers of all the planets. So over the rest of April, there'll be what we call a dance of planets. You'll have Mercury, Venus, Mars and Saturn. And in the dawn sky, they will be constantly changing their movement and changing position. But tomorrow morning will be a really lovely conjunction of Mars and Saturn. So they will be just 0.4 degrees apart. And from our vantage here on Earth, as we look at them, they'll look like they're actually touching. So that will be really gorgeous. So for that, you need to be sort of up around 45 minutes before sunrise. That's tomorrow morning. And if you look directly to the east, you'd be good to have a low horizon, and you'll see Saturn looking really yellow. It's like a really bright yellow star, and right next to it will be a reddish star, and that'll be Mars. So you should be able to actually pick them out, because they've definitely got two different distinct colours, and it's really nice when you can see that Saturn has that lovely sort of butterscotchy yellow colour, and red for Mars, that real reddy glow. So that'll be nice. And then throughout the rest of the month, early in the morning, you'll see Venus will be really vibrant and bright. And sometimes the moon will come in and you'll see a bit of the moon as well. So it's sort of worth getting up. And if you do that over a few nights, you'll really start to actually monitor that movement of each star and each planet. And it's really nice when you can sort of marvel at how amazing motion of the solar system.
Absolutely. And of course, being out here in the rural regions, we've got the benefit of no light pollution. So we should be able to see them nice and fairly clearly.
Oh, look, absolutely. Our night skies are world class. Yeah, it's worth getting out there, having a bit of a look and trying to pick out those different colours, because we can actually make out the different colours of the planet.
Fantastic. And then, of course, coming up in May, which, let's face it, isn't that far away at all, there's a meteor shower on its way.
I know, and this is really a good one. The Eta Aquarids meteor shower, and this shower comes from Halley's Comet, which orbits the sun once every 76 years. This is going to be really good, because in past times, we've had a lot of moonlight, and so that really detracts from the view of those beautiful shooting stars coming across the sky. But on this time, we won't have the moon as an issue. The best time to see it will be on the 6th of May, but the meteor shower is actually active from the 19th of April right through to the 28th of May. But as I say, the peak is happening on the 6th. And we're sort of predicting, or they're predicting, that there will be up to 30 or even 40 meteors per hour.
Wow. That's quite impressive.
Yes, it is. Really will be worth getting up to see. And so sort of got to be up maybe any time after midnight, but really the best time would be sort of 2 or 3 a.m. And that way you'll be able to really see it. And you're sort of wanting to look in the direction of east as well, which is where the radiant is coming from.
Fantastic. Well, once again, Donna, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy stargazing, everyone.
That was Star Trek's Astro Events CEO and event coordinator, Donna Vanzetti.
It's Triple Getting a day going and feeling good.
This is Day for Breakfast.
Yes, that's right. It's time to get those taste buds all warmed up. Have a look at some shortbread with our local Narrogin CWA Belle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, David. How are you today?
Good. Now, I've never been able to do a successful shortbread.
I'm actually referring to the CWA Cookery Book and Household Hints 53rd edition for this famous recipe that I used to eat from my grandmother's house to my mother's, to actually creating them by myself as a kid. So I'm sure you can learn how to do it, David. It's really easy with only 4 ingredients to make these beautiful biscuits. Now, I would say, in my opinion, that these fancy shortbread biscuits are more like melting moments, and that's why I really love them. They're a very soft, buttery flavour.
Oh, stop. You're making me hungry now. I could do some shortbread with my cup of coffee. So what are these ingredients that we need for it?
So we've got here, and it's been changed to metric for us younger folk. We've got 375 grams of plain flour. We've got 125 grams of icing sugar, 125 grams of custard powder, and 375 grams of butter.
Fantastic. Well, let's go through the process of how we combine this to make this the perfect shortbread biscuit.
Okie dokie. So what we're going to do is do the good old-fashioned, you're going to cream together the butter and the sugar. Now, you need to do this really well. Don't be worried about standing there with the electric beaters for a little bit of a time. It does take a time to come together, but creaming means we want that light colour to come together when we've got that sugar and butter together. We want to lose that really yellow look of the butter. I always use salted butter. A lot of people think, oh, my goodness, no, don't use salted butter. It's bad for you. But listen, we're eating shortbread biscuits, so we may as well go the whole hog and be bad.
Absolutely.
And yes, absolutely. Let's not muck around here. Let's just do it.
That's right.
Yes, and after that process, I mean, it'll just take a couple of minutes. You're going to add the flour and the custard powder, which previously you would have sifted really well. We want all those lumps out. We just want it nice and fine, consistent powdery ingredients, so they'll go in really well when we fold them together. Now, we've got it all together now. It's basically just a stir together, or you might want to beat it slowly together with your electric beaters. At this stage, basically it's hands-on. You're going to go in there with your hands. You're going to make little small balls, about the size of a walnut, actually. And you're going to put it on a very cold oven slide or baking tray, whatever you've got there. And to make them a little bit glamorous, you can get your eating fork out of the cutlery drawer and just press that lightly with the fork so you get those nice little indentations across the top of the bicky. After that little bit of exotic decoration that anyone can do, you're just going to bake it in a moderate oven. We don't want a too quick oven because they will brown really quickly with that high fat content. And we just want that nice pale brown, you know, that seductive pale brown look on your shortbread biscuits. Now, you could put that together, these biscuits, and they've cooled. You could put them together with a nice butter icing flavoured with vanilla. People also use a bit of passion fruit in them to give them a bit of a zing, which is very, very nice. I can highly recommend it. You might want to roll them in some icing sugar for that little dusted look. But, you know, even just plain, they are highly enjoyable. Now, a little note there, if you are going to join them together with some icing, make sure they are absolutely cold before you join them together.
That's a great little tip there, Michelle. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Michelle.
You have a wonderful day, David. Bye. It's Triple M
Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Day for Breakfast.
Well, that's it for another Brekkie Catch-Up, but I'll be back again for breakfast weekday 6 till 9 on the Great Southern's Triple M, or you can tune into the Listener app and also the podcast, which will be end of next week. Either way, I look forward to your company.